markets weighed the sanctions leveled by multiple countries during the Russian invasion of Ukraine, while considering the impact to the U.S. economic recovery, given Russia's significant position in the world's oil supply side. Yahoo Finance's Rick Newman has more in this week's edition of Bidenomics. Rick, the president had to acknowledge the potential trickle through to consumers. Where do you believe the administration goes from here?
Well, economically, I mean, they're probably breathing a sigh of relief because we did not see the big surge in oil prices that a lot of people were worried about. I mean, there was talk beforehand of a full-on Russian invasion. And we did get the worst-case scenario with the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Oil prices popped up a little, but they really settled back down because we've seen two things we haven't seen. There have been no actual disruptions in supply, in the supply of oil or natural gas. And there's been no disruption of pipelines or anything moving energy across Ukraine. So that's better than the worst case scenario. But all the forecasting firms are saying, look, there's still a fear premium on energy, in particular oil, for the U.S. market, and that is going to push inflation higher. So we have 7.5% inflation right now. It's probably going to go up more than that. It could actually come close to 10%, I think, within the next few weeks. And this is just creating a very dicey situation for the Fed, which is just going to have to raise interest rates at the time. We're seeing some forecasting firms cutting their estimates for GDP growth. So I'm starting to see the word recession pop up in some of the economic analyses I follow. It's not imminent. And it may never happen, but the risks of a recession by, let's say, the end of 22 or the beginning of 2023 seem to be getting higher and becoming fairly serious.
Rick, shifting gears here, President Joe Biden nominated Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court earlier today. If confirmed, she will become the first Black woman to serve as a justice. What would her confirmation mean for the court?
Well, she would obviously replace a liberal justice in Justice Breyer. So it's not going to change the composition of the court. But I think this is going to be a win for Biden. I think she is going to get confirmed. You're going to hear some Republicans grousing about she's too liberal on this issue or that issue. But she's actually pretty mainstream. I mean, she's been confirmed by the Senate for her current position on the circuit court. I think she seems to me to have the potential as the next Ruth Bader Ginsburg, KBJ, as they call her. Sounds kind of like RBG. So I think she's going to be confirmed within a couple of months. And that's going to be a win for Biden. He could use it.
All right. We'll leave it there for now. Yahoo Finance's own Rick Newman, thank you so much for that, and have a great weekend.